Hello, my brothers and sisters. This is Ernie with a Spark of Hope Daily Devotionals. And today, the topic I want to talk to you is preach the Word of God. Preach the Word of God. Seems simple, but I want to challenge you today. Preach the Word of God. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 5. Preach the Word of God. Be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. For a time is coming where people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myths. But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Do not be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry God has given you. Yes, that's what I want to challenge you today. Preach the Word of God. And when I say preach the Word of God, you don't have to be a preacher or a pastor to preach the Word of God. Jesus tells us, go out into the world and make disciples, preaching the good news, preaching the gospel. He didn't say preachers only go out and preach. He didn't say pastors only go out and preach. He didn't clarify a certain group of people. No, he just said, go out to everyone. Go out, preach the gospel, preach the good news to everybody. So I want to challenge you with that today. Spread that good news at your job, at the gym, wherever you may be, at a restaurant somewhere, with friends that maybe you know that don't know Christ. Spread the word, preach the word of God, because we are definitely living in a time right now where the world is making up their own truth. The world is saying, you can have your truth and I'll have my truth. But Jesus makes it clear, he is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And there is no other way to the Father but through him. So preach that truth, because we are in a time where people don't want to listen to the truth. They don't want to listen to wholesome teaching. They don't want to listen to sound doctrine. They want to follow their own flesh. They want to follow their own desires. They're looking for a teacher or someone to teach them ways that just sounds good to their ears. They have itching ears just looking for anything. They want to hear a message or want to hear something preached to them that makes them only feel good. They only want to hear things that make them feel good. But this makes it clear that there is times where we have to patiently correct others, even rebuke them. Even Jesus rebuked Peter in a time, but he didn't rebuke him for forever. It was just in a moment, because he had to correct him. But then he also redeemed him, as he redeemed all of us, and he encouraged them and kept encouraging them. But there's a time and a place for everything, as the Bible also says. And there's times we have to correct, there's times we have to rebuke, but there's also times for encouragement. But through that all, if we just stick to preaching the word, preaching the truth, and not going after myths or philosophies of the world or ways of the world, we have to preach the truth, preach God, spread the good news to others, spread it to everyone that you know. And wherever you go, preach that word, preach the word of God, carry out the ministry he's given to us all, because he's all given us that ministry when Jesus called us to go out into the world and to preach the gospel, making disciples. So go out, preach that word today, spread the word of God, spread truth, and be blessed in Jesus' name.